All right, guys. Guess what? Going to be out at Sam Houston Race Park on Friday. So you know what one of my favorite things to do is stop off at Whitmire's first. And the way they're set up, it's perfect. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. Saturdays from noon until 6. You can go by that craft cocktail bar and lounge. And they've got all kinds of stuff in there. Golden tea. They've got foosball. They've got pool. And best of all, they've got Whitmire's. All the products available right there. And you can even buy a bottle and take it home. That's the best part about it. And if you're having a private event, maybe you want to have a pool party with your friends or a foosball tournament or a bachelor party or a birthday party, anything, man, they're going to take care of you. They have a great setup for it. This is Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery. I love all of their products. You can get a lot of them now in your Specs. I know the Downtown Specs has both the single barrel and the Space City vodka. So if you're jonesing for that, you can go down there and get it. But if not, head out to the distillery and check them out. Visit them, 16711 Hollister or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. And the last hour of the show today because we have A&M basketball at 6 o'clock. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. I don't know. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. All over the place. A lot of good stuff. Having a lot of fun here. On a very short show. And just want to mention, Friday, we will be broadcasting from Sam Houston Race Park. And then I will be out there again Sunday for the Houston Ladies Classic. And I've already looked at that card. I'll have a pick four for the people. We will clean it up. Foster asking, did you agree with this list of the 30 most powerful talents in sports media today?
I didn't even look at it.
Yeah, it's...
I saw Stephen A. Smith was like the middle guy with a crown on. Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't need to read it.
Yeah, it's not something that I'm all that interested in. It's all national guys, and they're not most of the ones I don't like. Like, I like Scott Van Pelt. There's a few people on the list that I really like, but it's just one of those things that doesn't really register with me. And 512, what are the odds the NFL's looking to expand the market? Do you think they will ever host a Super Bowl in England?
No.
Maybe
someday, but no time in the near future.
Only if there's a team there at some point. And I still think that that's kind of bogus.
The problem is most of the people who fill up the Super Bowl are corporate dollars, and it's American corporate dollars.
Yeah, but you know what? They wouldn't mind a trip to England. Now, where it would suffer a little bit, I guarantee you all those radio stations that come here are not sending people to England.
No way.
So
our company wouldn't send us there.
Well, it'd send me, but
maybe.
No, I you're right. We wouldn't go. It wouldn't make any sense. I think it'd be fun. I would love to do that.
It would be cool, but yeah.
But you think about the travel time and everything else, and we usually only get there. Even San Francisco, we lost a day of broadcasting because it took so long to get there.
Yeah.
And the time of the shows.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It'll probably be something where you guys tape and then we play it the next day.
Well, if we were doing it live, it'd be like 10 o'clock at night there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We just
tape. We would never get any interviews.
Yeah. No, you would tape. You would tape in the afternoon there, but we would have to run it back the next day here.
Yeah,
that all sounds awful.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just couch that idea, shall we? How about another giveaway? 4-pack of tickets to see the Wounded Warrior amputee football team on Wednesday, February 1st at Del Mar Stadium. Ex-NFL stars such as Dan Pastorini, Randy White, and 400 others, plus Snoop Dogg, will take on the amputee team in a flag football game. It's a family-friendly event that supports our service veterans. Tickets are $10 with kids. Students are free. Get your tickets today at WoundedWarriorAmputeeFootballTeam.org. You're getting four of them here. Caller 15. That sounds like a pretty cool thing. Yeah. All right. So there's another giveaway. All right. I think that catches us up on social media. I think I've got everything that everybody asks. Trying to do my best to respond to the people. I saw something kind of interesting today that it made me think of something that you mentioned to me. So I was kind of curious to get your opinion.
All right.
Are you familiar with Katie Rich of Saturday Night Live?
No.
I'm not either. I'll be honest, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live.
I haven't either. You know who watches Saturday Night Live? My dad.
Really?
Every Saturday, he stays up and watches that. I find that fascinating.
I haven't watched it in years. I just, usually I'm busy getting drunk on Saturday night. I have no interest in watching TV. John, do you ever watch that?
No, but I've heard that it's been a lot better the last couple of seasons than it has in the mid 2010s. Oh, I guess like the early 2010s,
yeah.
Like 2010 to 2015.
I mean, they've produced a lot of really talented people that have gone on to do stuff. It's just, you know, it's just not for me. Well, Katie Rich is a writer for Saturday Night Live. She's been suspended from her position because of a tweet she made where, and I'm just curious, but talking about Barron Trump, President Trump's 10-year-old son, tweeted out, "Barron will be this country's first homeschool shooter."
Not wise, guys.
All right, isn't Saturday Night Live, aren't you supposed to be funny? Aren't you supposed to be...
Yeah.
So, I get it, but I'm just curious what you thought of that.
It's a sensitive subject, apparently. It's a sensitive subject. I think that kid is scary, but he's a kid.
So you're not allowed to say anything?
You're not allowed to say anything.
Okay.
But... to me, it's just like, I mean, you can't control what you're scared of. It's just like, remember with the stutterer, and I always say you can't control what makes you laugh. Like, even if you know it's not supposed to be funny.
Right.
Sometimes you still laugh at things. In this case, even though you know you're not supposed to be scared of the president's son, I am. So.
I kind of feel like it's... you can't really control how you react to something is what you're saying. I see him and I see Damien from The Omen when he was a little kid.
Okay.
Which was way before your time. But
oh, I've seen it though.
Yeah, but that's what I see. Is that wrong? Is that bad?
It's what you see. You can't control it.
Right. Right. That I find that, oh, you know, there's little things in life like that. Like now when I see Grayson Allen, I'm gonna think Ted Cruz.
I already thought that before.
I really didn't now. But Yahab says he's like Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Okay. See, you're doing that. I don't know. I guess we have to be careful with this stuff so we don't get suspended.
Yep.
Mavericks.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
sent a picture that said the Cavs reportedly passed on a Melo for Love trade.
Who passed on that?
The Cavs.
Oh, of course they did. The Cavs are a team that's trying to win a championship. That's the... why in the hell would a team trying to win a championship trade for Carmelo Anthony? That wouldn't even make sense. On any level, it wouldn't make sense.
So he says, under 18 is off limits in most situations unless they put themselves in the news, such as Obama's daughter smoking a joint.
So, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Once you're a public figure, you're a public figure.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that because I remember when I was young, Chelsea Clinton getting just destroyed. And she was a little kid at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Like, and I don't know. Like, no one had a problem taking shots at Justin Bieber when he was 16. It's, I don't know. I'm, it's a weird thing to me. I don't think it's a big deal. Like, if you're a public figure, you're a public figure. That's the way it is. And you're an adult, you're a kid, you're a public figure.
Although I'm not unsympathetic to that because the kid's only a public figure because his dad is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not famous. Bieber was famous in his own right. So I don't know where the standard should be. But I do. And I have mixed feelings because I kind of find it funny. I do. But am I not supposed to?
You're not supposed to.
All right. Well, consider me chastised, yeah. Sir.
I won't judge you too harshly.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned Amy Carter was literally hidden in the basement of the White House.
I wasn't alive for that, man, so that I don't remember.
That would have been what, late 70s, early 80s. I was so stoned I can barely remember anything from then. I smoked a lot of weed back then.
I was negative years old, so.
Well, I was, gosh, in like 14 and 80, something like that.
Yeah.
15.
I was born in 80, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm old, but I don't remember too much about that.
Why'd they hide her?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did they hide her? I guess because.
I'll tell you what, though. You want to talk about scary-looking kids?
Yeah.
Look up Amy Carter's Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
And tell me that's not the kind of kid that'll show up in your nightmares. That's a scary movie kid right there. And I can say that about her because she's now 49 years old.
God, she's still younger than me.
But that's terrifying.
Huh.
And well, she's holding a cat.
What does she look like now?
I don't know. I'll look up that now. Yeah. But, when she was a kid, that's scary.
Most people kind of are in the same boat. They think it's funny, but...
I mean, she looks pretty normal.
Yeah? Would you?
Yeah. No, not for me.
Okay. I'll take a look on the break.
It's not for me.
She's more in my age range.
Yeah, she looks, I mean, too much like him.
Well, that would be a turnoff.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, I've got a turn on for you. How about getting more money? Which, that's what you can do with Slash My Payments. You can actually save money on your car loan. I mean, they've been doing it for a lot of blitzers. They did it for AJ. Here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have them do it for me. Because car dealers make most of their profit on your loan. They mark up your rate. When they come back with you and say, hey, we got a great deal for you.
Got you to your payment number that you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're just marking the rate up, and they're making the profit off of it. Well, you deserve better than that because you've earned that credit. You've earned that rate. And they have helped so many blitzers, and they've helped so many people get their payments down. And it doesn't cost you a dime. It saves you money. All you have to do is go over to slashmypayments.com and let the great team at Ignition Financial help you.
Why keep making a higher payment when you could be making a more affordable one? It doesn't make sense. There's no reason why you shouldn't put that money back in your pocket. Slash.
Take my hand through the flames.
I torture you.
I'm a slave to your game.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A&M versus Ole Miss, 6 p.m. tonight. How's your college basketball betting been going?
It's been up and down lately. I had like two really good weeks. I was feeling great. And then I had 2 days in a row that I think I went like 1-5 over the course of 2 days, and that bummed me out. But I've kind of gotten back into the saddle a little bit. Had a 2-0 day the other 2-0 day the other day, and I didn't play anything yesterday. I had several things that I thought about playing, and I would have gone 2-1 on those. So I'm back in the saddle tonight. I'm on Temple in Central Florida tonight.
All right.
So
it's squeezing a call, Damian. You're on the Blitz, go sir.
All right, sports. Last Super Bowl, we had an NFC South team, Carolina Panthers, and this year we have Atlanta Falcons, NFC South team. So what are the odds that next Super Bowl we'll have another NFC South team? Now hang up and listen.
I mean, I would guess that, I mean, the Falcons, it depends on what happens with Kyle Shanahan. I think the Falcons are the best team in the NFC South.
Yeah, I think he was asking the next time there's a Super Bowl in Houston.
Oh,
I'm not even going to be alive for that.
I mean, yeah, and even then, you're guessing. It's 25%.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's assuming there is still an NFC South division when that happens.
Right. When they contract, the NFL
go back to
keeps
West,
going to
Central,
hell.
And East.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All right, I'm going to give something away here. How about this? What are you guys doing Sunday? Not you. I'm talking about
the
listeners.
The other people.
Yeah. Big race day at Sam Houston Race Park. I'm going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for Houston Ladies Classic Day. four big stakes races, get a complimentary buffet, which we've upgraded the food quite a bit this year, and you're going to get to sit in the special ESPN section this Sunday from noon until 2. We got a handicapping contest. Check this out. The winner of that gets four finish line box seats for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich Night. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Only call if you're free Sunday and you want the tickets. Do not be one of those people who just calls and says, hey, I want something. Woo.
Yeah.
Caller 15. It's going to be a lot of fun, and this is their biggest day of thoroughbred racing in terms of quality, and if you come out, I'll give you a pick four to play.
All right.
I'm probably going to give it out on the site anyway, but didn't want to tell anybody that. Somebody asked me what the Harry's Razor promo code is. Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. All right. I don't know if you did you see what the Browns signed Jamie Collins for?
Yeah. You think it's a you think it's bad?
I think it's too much money.
I think when you're the Browns and you've got somebody like that, you're going to have to overpay because it's not often you're going to end up with them.
But I he's a good player, but I don't think he's that kind of player.
I don't either.
Because you're paying him as the highest inside linebacker in football,
which is obviously crazy. But
is he even the top 10?
He's around there.
Okay,
but I mean that's. You want to keep those guys? You because how many free agents are voluntarily like, yeah, I'll go to Cleveland for market value? I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I guess.
It's the same thing that happened in Buffalo. You know, remember when Mario Williams got all that money and everybody's like, God, how could they pay Mario Williams so much? And it's like, well, that's what you got to do.
Well, for a pass rusher, that didn't really surprise me. I mean, that one made sense. This is kind of like, man, an inside linebacker. Now, I don't want to say they're replaceable, but
yeah.
I've got a fun thing. I'll probably save it. I'll save it for next week sometime. Somebody went and ranked the 8 Patriots teams that have made it to the Super Bowl with best to worst Patriots team.
What's funny is the best one lost.
Yeah, that was number one. And it'd be real interesting to see where this team would fit in with those. But
I think they're closer to the bottom.
I think you're right, but are they better than the 2003 team, for instance, which is the one that played here? Brady had a kind of off year that year, 23 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. They barely beat the Panthers. They did win 15 straight to close out the year.
I mean,
that tells you something.
Yeah, any team that wins 15 in a row, that's pretty good. They were 14-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they that team was better.
I mean, well, that's the one they have at the bottom of the list.
No, this team is worse than them. Okay. This might be the worst Patriots Super Bowl team. Still a very good team.
Very well, maybe. Because it's really hard to argue with the other ones.
Yeah.
Although, the one that beat the Seahawks wasn't... I don't know that they were that much better than this team. But they have them as the third best one. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And yeah, I it's hard for me to judge because I want to see. Obviously, I want to see what happens in the Super Bowl. That result should have something to do with it. But yeah, I think the best one is the one that lost. So
yeah. I'm assuming this is trolling, but Gabriel says, "Why would Carmelo keep the Cavs from winning a championship?" Because Carmelo is not a winner. Very simple. Carmelo is a... I always said for the... And I don't want to get into too much Rockets talk here.
Go ahead.
But
Rocket away.
Harden up until... I mean, he's having a special season this year. But I think there's a lot of Carmelo Anthony to Harden's game. Like if Carmelo was a guard, he'd be James Harden. And I just don't think guys like that win championships. And... he doesn't play defense. Not that Kevin Love plays defense, but Kevin Love rebounds his ass off. You got to give him that. And Kevin Love has also fully accepted that he's the third best player on that team. And he's settled into that role nicely. I don't know that Carmelo is going to be comfortable anywhere being the third best guy. And at this point, Carmelo would be the third best guy on that team. So I'd rather stick with what you've got, stick with what's been comfortable for you. You just won a championship with that team. almost won another championship with the same team. I like what they've got going.
Straight up, is he better than Kevin Love? Start with that.
I mean,
is he a better basketball player than Kevin Love at this stage of their careers?
Probably. But being a better player doesn't necessarily mean you're a better fit on a team that's trying
right.
to win a championship.
Right.
Like, if
your first answer is Kevin Love, then there's no discussion.
Listen, would I feel better? Let's say I'm the I'm a new expansion team in the NBA. I'm the
El Paso
the San Antonio Red Hawks, and I have the choice of building my franchise around Kevin Love or Carmelo Anthony. I'll probably pick Carmelo Anthony, just because. He'll put some butts in seats. He's gonna score more points. He's accustomed to being the man on a team. Kevin Love was the man in Minnesota on some really, really horrible teams. He's not good enough to be the man on a team. Carmelo is not on a team that's gonna win a championship. But if you're just looking for a guy, you know, to build around, I'd prefer Carmelo. But as a piece of my puzzle, as my third best player. I'll take Kevin Love. It's kind of like the Chris Bosh argument. Chris right. Bosh was the best player on some really bad teams for a long time. And then when Chris Bosh accepted that he was the third best guy on those Heat teams, and he became more of a role player, that's when the Heat got really good. I don't think Carmelo Anthony could accept that. You know what I mean?
Well, it may be a little late in his career to accept that. The one thing I would point in his defense is when he got on those Olympic teams, he sure played like a...
He did, but that's Olympic basketball is different than the NBA.
It is, but it's also a situation where he was playing with all great players. And I don't know. I think I probably wouldn't do it simply because I think you're good enough with what you got. And I don't know that he'd be the right fit. But if it made you better... I'd at least look at it. I wouldn't do it, though.
It's not for me. When they had the chance to trade, they tried to trade Kevin Love for Klay Thompson. I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I know Klay Thompson plays defense. I like Klay Thompson a lot, obviously. I like him more than I like either one of those two guys. But Klay Thompson is just perfectly fine not being the star on the team. He's fine playing third fiddle. Now in sometimes fourth fiddle in Golden State, he'd be okay in that role. Whereas I don't know that Carmelo could accept that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I like I said, I'd look at it, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, not for me. And you know, if you like Carmelo, cool. I'm just not a Carmelo guy. I've never been a Carmelo guy. All right, guys, energy bills are going up. And every day you're throwing money out the window, unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium quality double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal and is the number one replacement window company in America. At the first step to reducing those bills, call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate in your home. No hassles, no high pressure. You got nothing to lose. Go in, hear what they've got to say. If you don't like it, they'll pack up and leave. If you do, they'll get to work, and they'll get that work done quick and get you to saving that money. Call 713-439-1172 for that free in-home estimate, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's Window World, simply the best for less. Doors and siding also available at Window World. windowworldhouston.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Jacob wants to know where the odds Lady Gaga's breast flops out during the halftime show. Hashtag Falcons plus three. Oh, she's on the roof.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. I don't think she's going to pop it out.
No, I think...
I think it's going to be a women's empowerment thing, but there's going to be no boobies.
Don't... No, never mind. I'm not even going to go down that path. Let's grab a call before I say something that gets me in trouble. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
What?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Go.
Yeah, what are the odds? I know the Falcons have been killing the overs. What are the odds that they continue that against the Patriots? I'll hang up a list. Thanks, guys.
I won't bet against it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a big number. And
it is.
But so was the 61 against the Packers. I think the thing that would give me pause is that I do think that the Patriots play better defense than what the Falcons have been seeing.
Yeah, I don't know. They lit up the Seahawks.
But I also think that Seahawks team wasn't anywhere near what past Seahawks teams have been.
No, but are they anywhere near what the Seahawks or what the Patriots are? I would say yes.
Road Seahawk defense was not good, especially without Earl Thomas. They weren't good. So I think the Patriots will do a better job slowing them down, and I think the Patriots will score more than 21 points too. So I don't have a ton of interest in it, I guess.
I guess, and like the Vegas number for just the Falcons is 27.5. I have a hard time seeing the Falcons not scoring 28 in the game. It just seems really unlikely to me. The way they move the ball, they score 28 points. That's what they do. I'm looking now. There were three times this year that they didn't score 28 points. So, one was at Seattle. They scored 24. One at Denver, they scored 23. And one at Philly, they scored 15.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know. But every other game, they just score.
Yeah, I think...
There's a lot more 40s on the board than there are 20s.
Yeah, I also, of course, I don't think the Patriots, when I look at their schedule, they don't have a lot of great wins where you look at them and say, wow. But I would take over 27.5 there. Anything under 28, huh?
Yeah.
And A17 says Seahawks beat New England this year in New England. Yeah, when the Seahawks were 100% healthy. It's a different team at the end of the season. And, you know, one game doesn't always tell you a whole lot. I mean, Seahawks played really well that game. Patriots still almost pulled it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to go on body of work. And I think I'm liking the Falcons in this game. I'm very concerned about, I don't think they're going to, well, I'm concerned about what I thought would happen in the Packers game is how they're going to react when they get punched in the nose and they're in a score fest against a team like the Patriots.
Yeah.
The reason I would take the Falcons from a betting perspective, even though I think the Patriots are probably going to win, you look at every Patriots Super Bowl, it's always close. Always goes down to the wire.
Yeah.
That being the case, why wouldn't I take the points?
I'll take the points.
I haven't made up my mind yet, but that's where I'm leaning. Philip, you're on the Blitz. Go.
You know, love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Hey, it was really good meeting y'all the other night at the Sam Houston Race Park, and I just want to say thanks for the picks, Fred. And what are the odds? If the Patriots do win the Super Bowl, what do you think the odds are Bill Belichick retires out on top?
Yeah, I don't get the sense he wants to, but
I don't get it either.
Isn't there, do you think maybe that there's some indication because Josh McDaniels is just hanging around there and not taking other jobs? And maybe Belichick said, you know what? Do I really want to break in another quarterback here?
I think some people are turned off by Josh McDaniels' first run, which I wouldn't care. I'd be over that by now. So I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why he's the reason why there's no interest because he's not interested in leaving. But from what I gather, it's people aren't that interested in him because of what he did the first run, which is foolish in my opinion.
It wasn't
but
that awful.
I don't think so either.
But
Belichick doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to go off and do something else.
Can you imagine him as a TV analyst?
No. That's the thing. He doesn't have that option. He can't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He'd be so awful.
You'll get a lot of.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the next game. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Well,
That's a dumb question. Chunky Lover says, hold up, you can score 28 points a game. Tell Bob.
Yeah, it's not an option for him.
Jason with a good question, because he says, what are the odds the Pats just run the ball because the Falcons run defense, thus keeping the total score down? I could see that.
The problem is you can't ball control the Falcons, because they're going to be scoring points. You can't.
But his point, though, if you have a really good running game and you keep them off the field and limit their possessions, that makes it much more difficult. Even if they score points, they're not going to score a point on every possession, AJ. And I think that's his point.
They almost did against the Packers.
Yeah, well, we knew that going in. The Packers were a mess. Peter asked, would you think Kawhi Leonard is a better fit than Durant for the Warriors? That he and a friend of his had a big fight over this.
That's tough, man. I mean, Kevin Durant looks like, and here's what I'll say about Kevin Durant this year. Kevin Durant is giving so much effort defensively, and like guys are shooting a horrible percentage when he's defending them. I think it's close, and I love Kawhi, but I'll take Kevin Durant just because I think he's just a better talent.
And I think he's a better fit for what the Warriors do too.
Yeah. I think Kawhi's perfect for what they do in San Antonio. I think KD's a great fit for what they're doing in Golden State. So I worried about KD because I worried that he'd be a defensive liability for that team. He's not. He is not.
And I think there's always going to be that little thing in the back of my head. Kawhi Leonard would be a great player somewhere else. Would he be as great outside of the Popovich system? I'm always going to wonder about a guy
I think
that.
He would be. Just because I think...
I think he'd still be very, very good. I just don't know that he'd be as good.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
And because I do think Pop has something to do with it.
I mean, I think that's the same thing you could say about Tom Brady.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean,
Tom Brady's great, but would he be as great? Maybe not.
Well, if Tom Brady's... I don't want to start this because people will start running with it. By some weird thing, the Patriots decide they're keeping Jimmy Garoppolo and... letting Tom Brady walk, and he's quarterback of the Texans next year. Is he still Tom Brady? Is he still the same guy we saw this year?
Probably not. I mean, he's probably pretty good.
He's going to be really good.
He's not, but he's not a league MVP candidate.
Okay, that's where I'm going at with that. I kind of like. I don't know. I've always liked KD's game better, but it's hard to argue with either one though. That's like. Bald Natalie Portman versus Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to want either one of them. I'm not going to complain about either one of them. I'll throw Mila Kunis in that group too. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I have one more 4-pack to give away. Is that correct, John? One more Sam Houston 4-pack?
Did I give you two?
You gave me two?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for Houston Ladies Classic Day. Not day two of opening weekend, as it says on here. Enjoy a complimentary buffet sitting in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Sunday, January 29th, from noon until 2. Everyone can play the handicapping contest. Even if you don't win a ticket, you can come by and sign up for that. The winner of that gets 4 finish line box seats for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich Night. Watch, wager, and win. Sam Houston Race Park, caller 20. You're going. All right. Well, can't do this Sunday because they're not open, but... let's say you want to go out to the races Saturday night. Well, swing by Whitmire's because they're open from noon to 6, and you can go and play foosball and drink great whiskey and meet cool people and just enjoy life, because that's what they're all about. Whitmire's is open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 9 and Saturdays from noon until 6. If you can't make it out there for one of those days, you can do the tour on Saturday. Go to the website and sign up for that. If you can't get there for any of those, you can get their products in most of your specs. And I know the Downtown Specs has both the Space City Vodka and the Single Barrel. And if you haven't tried that Single Barrel, man, that is a fantastic, fantastic whiskey. It's my personal favorite. And I keep a bottle on hand at all times. This is Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery. It's owned by Blitzers. It's owned by veterans. And they know what they're doing, man. Every time they trot out a new product, it's amazing. Go visit them at Whitmire's.com. And guess what? You want to have a private event? In fact, we're going to be out there at some point. But if you want to have a private event, big birthday party, family reunion, anything like that, this is the best place to do it. Because you don't really want to hang around your family anyway with it, unless you've got great alcohol, right? Book it at Whitmire's. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com. Closing in.
listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, smooth bourbon. Buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com, starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And there's a whole list of all the famous people who are coming there on the website. Go check it out. You will want to get in on this. You'll get to meet famous people. You get all you can eat and drink for only $125, what tickets start for. Of course, there's better packages than that if you want them. But if you want to get in for $125, you can. Also want to remind you, this is The Blitz with Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. If you have any needs for home glass repair, auto glass repair, or business emergencies, if say if like a baseball or something goes through your window at home, or if somebody tries to, you know, break in at a Subway, like downstairs, there's a huge, the door downstairs at Subway. Somebody, I think, either try to break in or do something to that Subway door down there. And I told them yesterday, hey, you should go visit our Glass Doctor at glassdoctor.com. They have 24-hour emergency service, upfront pricing, quality experts. You call the Glass Doctor at 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. It kind of fits the theme of the show. So I have your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. That's where you play the music.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We talked earlier about hired help, ladies of the evening, pay-per-views, whatever you want to call them. Well, in Jacksonville, Florida, a woman was arrested at a Florida massage parlor after an undercover sting.
Okay.
Our person's name is Soon-Hee Grebot. And she was arrested after offering a sex act after a massage. The hour-long massage cost $70. And as an additional service in the form of a sex act was offered for another $60. Sounds kind of standard, right?
So the massage was 70, and if you want the finish, it's 60.
An additional 60, yes.
Okay, that seems about that's standard, I would guess.
Yeah, I would guess. I don't know. But sounds all kind of normal, right? Just a typical prostitution sting. What, would you like to know the catch?
Yeah.
This is Florida, right?
Right.
She was 70 years old.
Oh.
70-year-old elderly woman, which made me think, shouldn't she at least be able to shoot her age and get another 70 yeah. bucks? And to be fair, looking at the picture of her, she's old, but she doesn't look 70. But I get that Florida is sort of a retirement community, and I just can't picture a 70-year-old pay-per-view.
It was kind of sexy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, not for me. I'm not into that.
And, John, what kind of name is Soon-Hee Grebot? What does that sound like to you?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What does she look like?
She looks Asian. So, and I know Asian women tend to age pretty well, for the most part.
How do you spell that last name?
Gribat. Now, that might have been a husband's name, because she's a Soon-Hee with two E's.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, 70-year-old Soon-Hee Grebot was arrested at Jack's Therapy. Which, let it be known, if you're vacationing in Jacksonville,
yeah,
don't go into Jack's Therapy.
Yeah, I think Soon-Hee or Grebot is her husband's name yeah. because Soon-Hee is a very Korean name.
Ah, so one of yours.
It's one of my people.
Yeah. Well, it's a massage parlor. I mean, no.
I thought that was the Thais that did that.
Yeah.
No. Well. Maybe so. I'll just say on military bases, like right outside the military bases, there's several Korean massage parlors.
Okay. The only massage parlor I was ever familiar with was the one that was next to Nick's place. And I don't even know if that's a real massage parlor or what. I never went in, but it was a Thai massage parlor. All right, well.
How did it work out at the end?
She got arrested.
That was, no, I meant for you.
I didn't go in there. I've never went in that place all the time I lived there. So
that's too bad.
Just not my thing. I'm not really into massages.
This isn't that. That's not the right show.
What the hell?
It's not the right show.
So are we going to put this one on John? One of his people?
Yeah, it's one of mine.
Yeah, it's right. For sure one
okay,
of
okay, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I think we can maybe say it was a North Korean prostitute. Would that make you feel better, John?
Do we have any of those here?
Probably not. But I'm just trying to help John out.
No, hey, he can take the heat for this. All right, so Mike Liebeschock filling in with you tomorrow.
Yes,
and I will be getting all moved in and hopefully done with all this crap, and back on Friday at Sam Houston Race Park. So. Hopefully we'll see you guys there. If not, maybe I'll see you Sunday out at Sam Houston Race Park.
The show is over?
Yeah, well, because we got A&M basketball. I thought the show would move really fast, and then I realized, we're supposed to have another hour, but you don't want to miss A&M and Ole Miss coverage beginning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I interviewed Valentina Shevchenko today. We didn't run that. Maybe we can run that tomorrow.
Well, sorry, I didn't know about that.
That's okay. John didn't tell you.
Oh, well.
I figured we had a short show, we can get it on today.
All right.
We'll get it tomorrow, then. Well, you'll get it tomorrow, then. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. He'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.